This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Have the Knicks been outplayed in this series?
I think for the most part they have. I think the Pistons have probably been the better team over these five games.
How about the regular season?
I don't care about the regular
season. But it has translated into the series.
Yeah, I don't buy that. I know that you can use that to back your point. I do respect that because it's tough for me to kind of argue that. But just in general, like, I don't look at regular season games and say it has a lot of a bearing on what happens in the postseason. But you are right that the Pistons were the better team in the regular season. I don't put a lot of stock in it. Evan, I put a lot of stock in the five games we watched.
You are the king of backup plans. You famously will park your car at Citi Field, take the train here. You map out everything.
Yeah.
If plan A doesn't go through with the Knicks tonight and Jalen can't put the cape on, what is plan B?
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean?
The plan B for who?
For the Knicks to win the game, positive, Evie. What is plan B? Do you, like, have a back? You better have a backup plan. You're leading people here. What's your backup plan?
Are you talking about tonight's game or a potential game 7?
No, tonight.
If Jalen Brunson doesn't put the cape on?
Yeah, if we get game 5.
Well, then you need Karl Anthony Towns from Detroit. Because when Cat went to Detroit in game 3, everyone called him out for how he was hiding in the corner at the end of game 2, and we know what he's capable of offensively, then you need star Karl Anthony Towns.
And we need the basketball to be distributed and everybody to score over 20 points and that chemistry that has brought up. That's what I mean. It's day-to-day. Some games, they show that to you where everybody besides Josh Hart in the starting rotation scores over 20 points, even if JB gets 30. That's where the Knicks are at their best. I understand that Brunson putting the cape on and winning games, it's worked for them, but that is not the strategy for sustained success.
Right, but putting the cape on isn't merely him taking shots that he creates by himself. Sometimes the cape with Jalen Brunson is finding his teammates wide open under the basket like he did Josh Hart when he made a big play with him in the midst of game 4.
Absolutely.
So, like, you can be that superhero without relying on just dropping 40. I'm just telling you, I expect a great performance out of Jalen Brunson. Has he ever really had back-to-back duds in the postseason?
No, and if he does, like I said, it's that ankle, and he can't get push on it, and he can't, because he was missing free throws the other night, too, which is absolutely related to his ankle.
I think he was 7 for 10, so he missed
but it wasn't like
he was 2 for 9.
No, he wasn't like, you know, Mitchell Robinson, but he wasn't, you know, spectacular from the line.
Let's go to Alex in New Jersey. Hey, Alex.
Hi, Evan and Original Tiki.
What's up?
I'm just going to put my two cents in it. And listen, you can close your eyes and watch the game because the Knicks offense is the same thing as last year. Brunson, dribble, 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 shot clock expires, and somebody's throwing a shot. No ball movement, no chemistry. And that's the issue with this team. And even if they win today, I won't be excited. Because I know that there's so much more potential with this team, and they're going to need to bring a coach that can actually teach them ball movement and player movement. And until then, this team is not going to reach its full potential.
This team has not reached its full potential. Now, I'm not ready to engage in fire the coach immediately, fire the coach, because they haven't been eliminated yet. When they're eliminated, trust me, it'll become clear to most of us on what they should do and what they shouldn't do. But right now, they're one win away from going to the Eastern Conference semifinals for the third straight year.
Right.
And I get they're going to be big underdogs against the Celtics. I'll raise my hand even today as positive Evie and tell you the Celtics are probably going to smoke them.
Right.
By the way, that's for Monday.
And that's, even if they are the massive underdog, it's almost like there's no expectation. You actually go into those games less anxious than you do going into these Pistons games because you're supposed to lose, right?
Right.
And so if you're supposed to lose, then who cares? What, like, just go leave it all on the line. It almost becomes easier as a fan when you're supposed to lose.
It is a little bit, but I think still the expectations of this team and of this roster were higher than just getting annihilated in the second round. And I hate to put...
It's hard, though, man, because of who the opponent is.
I get it. They're a tremendous opponent. They're the best team in the NBA, in my opinion. I know the Thunder probably deserve that kind of nod.
Yeah.
But I still look at the Celtics as a team who obviously won a title last year, so they're defending reigning NBA champions, and I look at them as the best team in the league. But I also think you got to get there first. And when you get there, if you do it tonight, you've got 3 days before you have to worry about a best of seven against a team that's better than you. So instead of calling up like our last caller did and saying, even if we win tonight, who the hell cares? What happened to us as sports fans?
Yeah, that I disagree with, Alex.
If you win tonight, you should be happy.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to rain on your parade as a hater.
No.
I'm going to say good for you. You advance to the next round of the postseason.
Okay, so then I'm glad you just said what you just said there, Evan. Because you are being positive, Evie, and you are painting me as negative Tommy. That's fine.
I'm not painting you. You
okay.
are.
All right.
That's you.
If the Knicks win tonight, positive Tommy's back. I don't want to hear from you on Twitter tonight or tomorrow.
Well,
Tommy gave up on you.
Well, yeah, but you did.
No. You can't have it both ways,
Sunshine.
That's not
both ways.
Yes, it is. You want it both ways, and that, to me, is unfair.
No, there's no both ways.
Yes, it is.
Tiki, is he giving up?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
I can't be back tomorrow? You're damn right I can be.
You can come back tomorrow.
Thank you, Tiki.
You're always the reasonable one.
I am.
You can come back
tomorrow. I'll call you out, but I'll be reasonable.
Well, that's exactly what I would do. I'm going to call you out.
You're going to call him out and troll.
Well, of course he is.
I'm going to say I told you so. I'm going to say
that's trolling.
What are you, 4 years old?
Why do that?
Well, because it's
why
true.
Why would a friend do that to someone?
No. Great question.
Because I'm calling it like it is. As we sit here today on Thursday, May 1st, a lot of you, everyone at this radio station, it's like universal, is basically either giving up or just acting like, whatever, we suck anyway. And so I'm just telling you, it's going to be all right. You're going to be okay. You're going to win tonight. I'm confident of that. Last thing I want to do is be sitting at Madison Square Garden with Tommy on Saturday night.
So I'm in for Saturday?
No, I told you my friend Patrick is the number one choice. He's a Pistons fan. He's working on flights to come in.
Working on flights to come in? The game's in 2 days.
Here's the problem.
What's he working on?
Here's the problem with my guy.
I hope he's a great frequent flyer.
I think he'll pay because he would be so excited to see a game seven of his basketball team.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Problem with my guy right now, and I can't say he represents everybody, but he can represent himself. That's what I always say about myself. This is my opinion. I can't represent every Met fan or every Net fan, but my guy, I spoke to him earlier today. I said, we going to game seven? And he said, I'd love to. I'm working on it, but we're not winning tonight. And I'm like, what? So he is a Piston fan.
Wow,
does not believe in his team.
I got it. He's slow playing this.
I don't know if he's slow. He doesn't believe they're winning.
That's what I mean. So he's slow playing it. He's not getting his ticket, solidifying his plans because he thinks they're losing.
Do you know why he thinks they're losing?
No.
See, sometimes we don't put ourselves in other people's shoes, and I totally get why. Who cares, right? Like, who cares about Detroit? So I'll keep this short because most people don't care, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Detroit Pistons haven't won a home playoff game since 2008. Like, we talk about streaks and things that haven't happened in a while. They haven't won a home playoff game in over a decade and a half. And you know how many home playoff games they've lost during that time, just so there could be a number attached to it? 10! 10! Not 2, not 5, 10! So, of course, if you ask a Piston fan, hey, how you feeling tonight? Game 6, your own building. It's going to be rocking. They just lost Game 3 to the Knicks at home. They lost Game 4 to the Knicks at home. They believe it was the officials' fault. And before that, they also had tacked on 8 other home losses. Mm. So the Piston fan doesn't believe. And by the way, that's a part of positive Evie. You got to look at your opponent. Do we think the Detroit Pistons are going to finally get off the schneid and win a home playoff game tonight? Tobias Harris is leading the Cade Cunningham, who turns the ball over more than me when I try to play in the backyard. Do we really think they're going to win a game 6 against King Jalen Brunson of the New York Knicks? I don't buy it.
So you're playing both sides.
I played the same side.
When you spoke to your buddy on the phone and he said, my team is losing tonight, did you say the Pistons are winning? I'm positive, Evie.
I did not do that.
You're playing politics here.
No, I didn't.
You're playing both sides.
No, I'll answer your question, but I did not do that. When he said that, I tried to not, like, answer. I tried to go back to the flight stuff and the work stuff. I didn't engage in his negativity.
You didn't give a sports opinion.
I did
not. For the first time in your life.
Okay. I did not.
All right.
No, because I let it marinate for him.
Got it.
Like, I'm not going to argue with him. I'm not going to say, oh, I agree with you. He's in a tough place right now. And I understand they're in a complicated place. So I let his opinion kind of live on its own, and I didn't respond to it. So I'm not playing both sides. I'm playing the same side.
Okay, as MSG gets potentially prepared for a Game 7, they may also be prepared for a press conference. According to Vince Mercogliano, LoHUD Sports, the New York Rangers haven't confirmed or announced anything official, but it sounds like they are getting close to hiring Mike Sullivan to become the 38th head coach in franchise history. He who won back-to-back Stanley Cups with the Penguins in 16 and 17, former John Tortorella assistant with the New York Rangers.
How does this make you feel, Sean?
I'm excited. I'm giddy. That's a winner. Guy who's got a little bit of sandpaper, been with the Rangers organization before, and he knows how to handle superstars. He did so in Pittsburgh.
May 1st. 2:49 p.m. Sean Morash, when will Mike Sullivan be relieved of his duties as head coach of the New York Rangers?
2031, after 2 Stanley Cups.
Thank you. Okay. Cool. I appreciate that. It'll be after 2 seasons.
2031.
Yeah.
This one's going to stick.
This will be after the 2027 season, after the Rangers get knocked out in the Eastern Conference Finals by the Florida Panthers. That's when that'll happen. No, that's a good hire, though. I mean, the guy's a winner, right?
Yeah.
The hockey coaches
feels a lot like Mike Keenan ahead of 94.
Well, I wasn't going to go there, but sure, why not? Look, you're bringing in a head coach that's won a couple for. So from that standpoint, it's tough to ridicule it, but NHL hockey coaches are recycled more than we recycle, you know, recyclables.
I feel bad. They're the most fired quickly head coaches in all of sport.
But Sullivan,
it happens so quick.
10 straight years he just coached the Penguins, though.
Yeah.
Wow. That's some longevity.
There you go. So Mike Sullivan about to be the new head coach of the New York Rangers. I guess we'll find out in a few weeks who the next head coach of the New York Knicks will be. It'll be like a perfect symmetry.